is Mrs. Melanin.
I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 168 of How Married Are You?
Okay, my name Belief is Yvette, and we've been married 12 years. Live in California. We got four kids. Relationship's scary. It's very necessary. We share our love of struggles. We ask how married are you? Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. You got the questions, we got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time.
1, 2, 3, and.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Yeah. Chocolate baby story time. I'll tell you this. I don't know if this is How Married Are You or Chocolate Baby Storytime.
Oh, Lord.
I'm in the backyard working on the weeds. My wife started pulling weeds, and I was like, all right, man. It is what it is. Let me just go ahead and help this woman. So I got the weed whacker. I'm whacking the weeds. And we have palm trees in the backyard, so there's a bunch of rats that live in the palm trees. That's just where they live.
A bunch of rats?
That's just where they live, y'all.
A bunch?
Can you let me finish? So then I'm back there and I got my headphones on, like, you can't hear anything.
Oh my gosh.
So I look over and Yvette is like hanging in the hammock, like kicking and flailing and screaming. And I'm like,
I was not kicking and flailing and screaming. Then, I was trying to protect myself in the hammock. It was like my little cocoon.
Yeah. So anyway. But she saw a rat.
I was screaming. I'm sorry, I'm joining in. I was screaming, you guys. I'm certain the neighbors heard us. I'm certain the people at the park heard us. I'm certain everybody heard us. But Glenn, I don't know what kind of silencing headphones he's got, but they work. Oh my goodness. Even the children started to come out. Like, what is going on?
All right.
Oh no, you have video?
Listen, so I'm back there. Babe, let me finish my chocolate story time. So I'm back there, and Yvette is explaining, right? Anaya goes, Mom's going to die, runs in the house, and then brings all the rest of the kids out, and they're all just standing there. And Uriah screams so crazy. I don't know if you caught this.
I didn't.
You didn't catch it, but listen to this
boy. I was in my own fright.
Look. So look.
It's on mute.
Look. you were like, listen, you were like, stand in between me and the rat, because she saw a rat that ran across the floor.
Oh my goodness.
And then Anaya goes, Mom's gonna die. She runs back in the house and she's like, oh my gosh, Mom's gonna die. Da, 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 da. The kids come out and Raya just screams, where? Ah! Dad, like, he screams, but it looks so crazy. Watch this. Just watch what we're talking about.
Here, make me feel protected. Damn it. Stand. No.
Go back in the house. Go back in the house.
He is my insides coming out. That is exactly what was going on inside of me.
It's like, bro, what? What does that mean?
Y'all. Like, no, but can I tell my son?
I
don't know.
I was like, bro, what are you talking about? He just started screaming. It was like a bird or something. It's so crazy. I was like, what is happening? Is this your defense? Are you here to help? What's the solution?
He probably
Dad. Like, what is, none of this is going to help us.
They all looked so helpless. All of y'all were helpless.
Nah, but I did a fatherhood breakdown on this. It's coming
you did?
Soon. Yes, because look, if you look at them and you look at how they're all reacting.
Our backyard looks so bad.
Look at how they're all how they're all
Where's
reacting.
Uzi? Let me see Uzi.
Uzi's just
Ryan's face.
Ryan's face.
He's oh my
tripping
gosh.
So hard.
What is Theo doing? Is he hugging Anaya?
No, he's looking away because he's so tired of this. And Anaya is looking at him like, bro, are you kidding me? What in the heck is going on? It looks so wild. He just is frantic.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
that's how I felt. Dad.
I was like, all right, man, go away.
Glenn, I don't know if you understand. Do you know, I told this story to the kids. But when John and I, one time when John and I were kids, I was in my room. And did I tell you this story?
Yes, but go ahead.
And a mouse, you know how they have the vents up in the ceiling for the air conditioning or whatever? A mouse came flying out of the vent and landed in my red house slippers. And I left the house. And I took John with me.
And you ran down the street.
We went to go. I think my mom was at church. We were fully prepared to go get her at church. Yeah. We walked out of the house. I left the house. I don't think you understand. I don't live with rodents. I live with people. And so as soon as those things come into my territory, I'm moving.
It's time for us
to get a new house. We got intruders all over the place. We got high speed chases.
That's not happening.
We gotta move.
Nah, we good.
Nah, bro.
We got.
And then last night, Bree saw another one.
We got real estate in California. We ain't going nowhere.
Rat infested real estate.
It's all right. Get some.
This. That's why I want all the palm trees chopped down.
Get a BB gun. And just start practicing your aim.
No.
Anyway, that's my chocolate baby story.
Oh my gosh. This was funny. So the other day, Glenn, when did we buy Theo those shoes? His Huaraches. It was recently.
Yeah, it's probably like a month ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. And so the other day, I was with him somewhere and he put his feet up and I was, were we at the doctor's office? I was like, Theo, what's going on with the bottom of your shoes? Because it's already like a flap. And the tread is all done.
Those aren't the old shoes?
Babe, those are the new shoes.
Oh, man.
And so is he still wearing the old ones?
I don't know.
I think they were the new ones. I said, what's going on? And he responds, it's the way I run. I'm enjoying my childhood. I was like, I can't with these children.
He's been waiting to say that all day. I don't like that.
He's your child.
Yeah. But I would think it and smile to myself and say it as a child because I was too scared to get popped in the mouth. Bleece, my brother, he would say it and get away with it.
Maybe I should pop him in the mouth. Is that what you're saying?
That ain't going to work.
I'd be tempted with that one. Anywho. Let's move on in life. So I feel like my chocolate baby story time should have gone first. It feels like
it got
chromatic and then it just went.
No, it's all good. Yeah, that's a good one, babe.
Anywho, we have a few emails or two emails that we're going to try to fit into one episode. I think they kind of coincide with each other. So this is the first one. And I'm going to skip the pleasantries, is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your kind words. Here we go. My question is short and sweet. How do you preserve or cultivate friendship with your spouse? I've been married for almost 7 years and love my husband. Why'd you touch me?
Don't touch them. Goodness gracious.
I wasn't sure if that was like a stop reading.
You got a lot of body out right now.
Do you not like my body?
I like it. What are you talking about? Women, don't do this, okay? Please don't do this.
Examples of what not to do. Anyways, my question is short and sweet. How do you preserve, cultivate friendship with your spouse? I've been married for almost 7 years and love my husband dearly, but lately we've been feeling more like roommates and partners in parenting. We have two young children. I'm sorry. We've been feeling more like roommates and partners in parenting than true best friends. We have two young children. I accept that we are both equally at fault for the state of our relationship, and we both genuinely want it to be better, but I'm not sure either of us know where to start. Recently, we've been trying to be intentional about going out on dates, but even then it feels like crickets, for lack of a better word. It seems there's not much to talk about other than the kids. I missed a spark in chemistry of our earlier years. Sigh. Our story is a bit unique in that we got married and had children very quickly, so I wonder if that is to blame for us not being as compatible as I feel like other married couples our age are. Have you two ever experienced this? If so, what did you do to deepen your friendship and connection? Thanks in advance for your response. And seriously, I can't say enough what a blessing your candor and authenticity have been to me over the years.
Yeah, go.
I just think the first thing I would say is don't base what the chemistry you and your spouse have on what you think or assume other couples have. Thanks. I know sometimes it may seem one way, but I think we just have to be mindful of things aren't necessarily always what they seem. So, yeah, that's my first statement that I would say. I need to make this bigger, too.
Yeah, I think that's a good statement. Is it weird that I just think sometimes it just be like that, though? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that, you know, even when you're going on dates and you're doing, like, what are you doing? Like, I don't like going out to eat. Like, that's not something I enjoy. Yvette loves going out to eat.
I wouldn't say I love it, but I don't mind it.
Well, that's the first thing she usually wants to do when we're going on dates, I feel. So I would say that I would try to make it a very intentional thing for you to do something new together and create a new experience. And so it doesn't, you know, like, it's just like when two people experience something together that they haven't experienced before, it brings a certain, you know, like vulnerability, understanding, it's like bring something special to your relationship. So I'm also wondering what types of dates are you going on, right? Are you going
to dinner,
to the movie, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Or are you rock climbing or going to a rock climbing gym or, you know, going axe throwing? Or taking a cooking class, right? I love like physical activity. You know, like we play tennis all the time. Yvette lost the last time we went and played.
Because that's relevant to the story.
It's not normal, but I know it was traumatic for you, and I know you won't forget it. So that's a new experience for you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like trying different things. And then also not just stopping at dates, but going away together.
Mm-hmm.
Finding childcare and making that time significant. What else do we do? Like, we like binge watching.
We'll binge watch a show
together.
Mm-hmm.
Some things she's not into. Some things I'm not into, you know.
You know, lately, like the other night, so like I feel like in certain seasons of life, like I feel like Glenn and I both are dealing with our own. Life is a lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's requiring a lot of me. And so we all do the whole mindless scroll. And so I actually sometimes enjoy when Glenn shows me like videos and like makes me laugh, or he introduces me to a new account that like cracks him up. You know what I mean? I feel like that is also something that is funny because the things that show up on his feed do not show up on mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just even think indulging in that is fun, or even gossiping about celebrities. I don't know.
Celebrities.
You know, like people who, I mean, celebrities are important people. I don't know. Actually, that was not cool for me to say.
I mean, like,
but sometimes, like, when you can escape your own life and like get enthralled in other people's, oof, it's not getting better.
It's getting worse.
It is getting worse.
You lump me into that too. I think that I understand. Like, that's, mm-hmm. I think, you know, as far as being friends, I don't think there's been a point where I can say she wasn't my friend. I think that sometimes things aren't as friendly. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's just not, you know, it's not perfect. It's not comfortable. It is hard to connect. And it's more of a mission, you know, that we really have to kind of move forward and work toward. I was reading that email, looking through it.
I'm so sorry.
But I don't know. I would say that some seasons are difficult like that, but you know, some seasons of life or even single, like being alone, are tough. You know, like some, there are seasons I did not like myself. You know, I was not proud of myself. There are seasons where I didn't have a good time being alone, you know. And I think that just like it's that for yourself, that sometimes it's like that in relationships, it goes that way, you know.
Can you elaborate on that?
What do you mean, like not liking myself?
Like how it fits into the relationship?
Well, like this, you know, some seasons, you know what I mean? Like it just doesn't feel as cohesive, or we're on the same page, or we even want the same things in life, you know? And it's kind of like, how did I get here, you know? And, you know, I had to learn that sometimes, you know, Yvette's words aren't her thoughts. They are her, like Yvette's words aren't her choice. They are just her thoughts aloud. Like, it's not what you always want. Sometimes you're just thinking aloud, you know? Like that whole, I think about being single. Like, remember that? And I'm just kind of like, well, if you want to be single, why am I here? You know what I'm saying? And you're like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, I think about it, you know? And I'm like, why do you think about it? You know? And, but I do think for friendships, like cultivating friendships, I think having experiences together that make you both feel alive, and sharing new experiences to see what you do like. I think there's something about being growing older and getting like in relationships deeply. I think sometimes it means that you can't have fun anymore, you know, or you can't be irresponsible. And I think that's one thing, not to our credit, but Yvette and I do irresponsible things sometimes. And then we just finish it. We're like, that was irresponsible. You know what I'm saying? Like one time we went on a plane in Hawaii and
didn't tell anybody. Proper paperwork. Didn't see this man's license.
Yeah, this guy was all, COVID, this, COVID, that. As soon as we got on that thing, he was like, they can't see us no more. Took off his mask and gave me let me fly.
His mask was filthy, too.
Yeah, he looked like he was wearing makeup the whole time. But, like, you know, we're in a flight, and I'm like, we could die at any moment in time, and nobody would know where we were. And it just was like, that was not smart, you know. And then also, like, knowing who your partner is and not wishing them different, but, like, understanding that they are great the way they are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like sometimes it just is. And I don't know if we are necessarily the ones to offer insight on this because we are in a season where we have young children as well. I guess they're probably not as young, but like, you know, it's harder to get time for each other. And so we have to like the amount of energy it takes, like we coming up in June, we had three trips planned that were just the two of us. Now it's down to two. But like having to navigate childcare for those kids, for all my kids, because I got four, you know, and the dog and just all the things, it takes a lot of energy and effort. And so sometimes when you're already worn out, the additional energy and effort it's going to take for you to get that time away with your spouse, it's not attractive. It's like, I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like going into all of this. However, it always ends up being worth it. Like when we went away to Maui, I feel like we went from like a Thursday to a Thursday, which is kind of a long time. That was probably the first time we were away from our kids that long. And it was a really good experience until it wasn't. The last day we fought. The last day before we left, we got into a really intense conversation. It was whack. Anywho, I just feel like there are going to be moments where things are just hard and it feels like you're more of the shoulder to shoulder versus face to face. And that's just what it is. You just got to get things done. You have to take care of the kids. I do think that there are ways, and I think that some of the ways that Glenn mentioned are very good ways. Like, even if it's when the kids go to bed and you guys are like, okay, like, this is something I've been wanting to do with Glenn for a while that we haven't done yet, but, like, we enjoy sushi. I want us to just make sushi. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different things. What's a cuisine that you both enjoy? Find a recipe for it and then try to make it or have a competition. I saw this one couple on TikTok. They did like a chef show. Have you seen that? Where the husband was like cooking and she was like master. What's the guy who's like?
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. She was pretending to be him. And it was just so cute and sweet. And you could tell that they had fun. I think it's just creating opportunities for fun. And like Glenn and I do enjoy playing tennis together. And it's fun to like play games and compete against each other because it kind of brings back that like flirty trash talk, like you think you're, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's even like, I feel like there have been times when we've not been well and we've gone to play tennis, but it like helps break the ice between us, you know, because we are like, well, we still have date night. You gotta do something. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is normal. I think you do have to be mindful of the fact that you guys did have children right away. And so it's especially more challenging for you guys because you didn't get enough time to cultivate life with just the two of you, if that makes sense.
So I just want to make one more comment about the use of this word. And I love this word because it's so interesting how people use it. She says, I miss the spark and the chemistry of our earlier years. And I just think like when the spark is lit, then the fire starts. But you got to keep it warm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to bring coal. You know what I'm saying? Like add the lighter fluid or whatever. I mean, you add all the lighter fluid in the beginning, but you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But like keep the fire warm by adding things that allow it to have the opportunity to burn, you know? And so that's not old coal. That's new, fresh kindling, fresh coal, fresh, you know, heat-producing substances or pieces that allow, that give the fire the best opportunity to survive, you know?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't always look as simple as, yeah, the spark is gone. You know what I'm saying? There's... You know, what I love about, you know, Yvette, you know, and myself is that we haven't stayed the same because it didn't work anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, as she's become a mother and I become a father and, you know, different stages and different relationships and trusting each other at different stages, those things that worked before no longer work. You know what I'm saying? There's relationships that, you know, Yvette was like, yo, you never can betray this relationship. And then that's just like, yeah, I get why you don't answer the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I'm supposed to be who she thinks I'm supposed to be, you know? And trusting me with myself is really important, you know? And sometimes if I don't want to fake it, or like pretend to be happy when I'm not, like she doesn't force me to, you know, and that's really great, you know,
because
it doesn't have to look like it looks for everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking up because when you said that about chemistry, I was like, what is chemistry? And so I looked up something and it says chemistry in a romantic relationship can manifest in various ways. And then they list five different ways. They said it can manifest with physical attraction. There is a strong physical pull and desire between two individuals. They may find each other physically appealing and experience a sense of longing and excitement when in each other's presence. Then there is an emotional connection. There is a deep emotional bond and understanding between the individuals. They can connect on a deeper level, share their vulnerabilities, and feel comfortable being themselves around each other. There's compatibility, a sense of compatibility and shared values. I can't believe they use compatibility in their saint. They may have similar interests, goals, and outlooks on life, which allows them to connect and understand each other better. Communication, there's a natural flow of communication between the individuals. They can engage in meaningful conversations, understanding each other's thoughts and feelings, and communicate effectively. And then there's the mutual interest and passion. There is a genuine interest and passion for each other's lives. They support and motivate each other. And there is a sense of excitement and enthusiasm about the relationship. I feel like when you think about romantic chemistry, like in that way, it's not necessarily what we see advertised on in the movies and in the soap operas and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's chemistry is, what is it? When you do those things, I'm trying to think of like science class.
If you still watching soap operas, you deserve better. Okay. Please stop watching soap operas. What the heck?
I mean, we're watching modern day soap operas. So basically when I watch All American, it's basically a modern day soap opera.
Fair enough.
I was going to say something really quick. Dang it. Shoot.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you messed up my train of thought. I was talking about chemical reactions, but then there was something else that came to mind. I don't know, y'all. But I just want you to know that there will be, those moments will happen in your relationship. They don't have to last long, and there are ways to be intentional about, you know, whatever. I was going to say this. This is what I was going to say. I've been seeing these videos on social media of like couples, and they just always have like the camera. Cause I'm usually like, when I do videos, when I take video on my phone, it's of the kids. I never do it of like you and me.
Or we're in bed.
We're in bed.
Lighting's terrible.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm like, I always look at them like, oh, they're so sweet. And they have all this footage of each other together and yada, 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 yada. And I'm like, Glenn, I never do that. Why don't we ever like capture ourselves in our element? I mean, we're always on this video. But
we
like,
always capture ourselves. It's just someone else doing it.
But we're not cute and like, and you know.
Why are
and
you
so
saying
I'm
that?
Bringing this up because if I were to judge my relationship based on all these different people with all these cutesy videos, because there are times where I'm like, oh, that's a really cute song that reminds me of Glenn. I want to create a reel to like encapsulate us. And then I go through my phone, and you know how you can go through your phone and you can look up the person and all the photos of that person comes up?
It's like me getting out of the shower, me on the toilet, me fixing my sock, me laying on
you
the
with
wedge
Lily.
Pillow.
It's a lot of you and Lily.
Me and the dog.
Yes. I could make one for you and Lily, no problem. Or you and the kids, but there's none of you and I. And so anyways, if I were to use those reels and be like, man, I wish I had what they had. But the truth of the matter is I know I have what they have. And just because I don't have the like video clips to like put it together doesn't mean that I don't have what they have. Mm. And so what I'm trying to say here is,
it ain't gonna look like
it
everybody
isn't
else.
Gonna look like everybody else. What Glenn said already.
Yeah. That's good.
Anywho.
I appreciate people who do those type of videos. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't like it for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if you wanted to do something like that, you would have to try hard, like probably the first 3 times, and then I would just fall into it.
No, I already know what it's gonna be.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just.
I'm
not,
just saying.
It's
not worth it.
I'm just saying we're just not. That's not when we are together. We're just most of the time together.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Not to say that they aren't together, but. Anyways, right. I'm moving on.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
Okay, and then we had another one that I feel like
is... Click that task to be finished.
Which one was this?
That one. The friendship and marriage.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay. So then we have another email. And this person is from South Africa. Thank you for your pleasantries. We appreciate your kind words.
Very, very sweet.
Here we go. So for context to my question, my husband and I have been married nearly 6 years. So the other people were 7 years. These people are 6 years.
7 year itch.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
I feel like we had it too.
We didn't. 7 years in? Let me think about it.
Let me think. That was 2017. Anaya was just born. I had just quit teaching. You were pissed?
Yeah, but I wasn't saying anything.
Anywho, we didn't have a proposal or even a conventional wedding since we got pregnant out of wedlock. They, too, had kids from the get-go. So things have been rocky from the start. We were, however, best friends for 10 years before we got married. So it didn't feel like a leap to me to want marriage, which we both spoke of before getting pregnant. But I worry that he married me out of duty as a pending father. Though he says that was not the case. We have never celebrated an anniversary. He just shrugs it off as a day that shouldn't get credit when we celebrate each other all the time. I don't agree, but at this point, I'd rather have peace. I know you're going to ask, do you have something to say?
That sounds like me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do celebrate.
You do celebrate.
But I'm just saying, like, I
understand his need not to celebrate, or his desire not to, or his lack of.
I understand part of, like, probably a 2% of what he's talking about, but not the rest.
2%?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're going to ask, and then she put in bold. I know you're going to ask what in bold I do to celebrate the anniversary, but I feel like I need him to show me that he wants this marriage in some way, and I just don't feel right pushing him again like I pushed when we got married. It's been 6 years, and I don't even have a ring. Oof. Glenn doesn't care about rings. Okay, where are you at right now? Because
hold on, man.
I want to risk.
You keep throwing me under the bus. You keep throwing me under the bus.
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You just say, Glenn, don't do this. Glenn. You mean I don't care about rings? You think I want to got you a ring? I want to put your ring on layaway. My ring right now? Oh, God.
Oh, you have a ring.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your point?
No, the thing, I was going to respond to this. She said, I know you're going to ask, what do I do to celebrate? I'm like, I wasn't going to ask that because I feel like it is something you're supposed to celebrate with the person that it's an anniversary with. So, girl, don't even, I wasn't thinking
but
that.
Since you brought it up.
Uh-oh, you have something to say?
Well, I feel like there, I already know what's going to happen here. We're talking about a lack of communication, right? Because it's something, if it's this valuable to her, I feel like this is something that, it's a hill she should die on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that she should be petitioning for and working for. But I already know people are going to be like, why should she even have to? You know what I'm saying?
No, but I think it's interesting that you bring it up as a hill she should die on. Because she was like, I'd rather have peace.
Yeah, but you don't have peace. Mm. You got peace in the marriage, but not peace in you.
Mm. Ooh. Let's spend some time here for a moment. Because, oof, there's so many avenues to take.
Is this going to be one of them things where you...
No, it's not. But I am curious because that is a thing. It's like the whole differentiation between peace in your relationship versus internal peace. Which one takes precedent over the other? And how do you know when to prioritize one versus the other?
I mean, I feel like it's certain things I just can't live with. You know what I'm saying? Like certain things I can't live with.
Okay, so let's talk about live. Let's talk about life. Because are you talking about death as in actual death? Or are you talking about like...
I don't think she should die. Like, stop breathing.
But I'm saying like, it's weird because I think there... I mean, I'm not... I guess this is unfair of me to put it on you, but you brought it up. Because I'm like, when does my peace take priority over our peace and vice versa?
Well, I think there's,
because she obviously has been bringing it up for 6 years.
I don't get obvious from that.
You don't get obvious?
You get obvious from that? She never says she brought it up. She's saying this now. I don't have a ring and we haven't celebrated in 6 years. It's been 6 years.
She said, I just don't feel right pushing him again.
Okay, so the last, like I pushed him when we got married. So the last time she pushed him is when he got married and he did it, and that was the bare minimum. That's the hard part about when, and I don't have no beef with anybody who has kids out of wedlock. I'm a kid out of wedlock, you know what I'm saying? Or shacks up or whatever the situation is. I ain't got no beef with you. That's your life. But it gets harder to fight for what you want if you give everything away. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, if you say like, yo, you want to marry me, where the ring at? Like, that's a prerequisite to getting married to somebody. You know what I'm saying? In our culture, you know? So I think, and to answer your question, right? So my peace is mine. Oh, gosh. She's internalizing.
No. Keep talking.
Go ahead. Don't try to flirt with me. You do it all the time. I called you out the other day for it. So it's like, all right, okay. So I think this, if this is something that she's like, yo, I want to celebrate. I want to da-da-da-da-da. Are you married to someone who knows what to do? A problem with me in our situation is that I could try to celebrate Yvette and still get it wrong, even when I try my hardest to. So therefore, I'm kind of like, yo, just do what you want to do. Because if I'm trying to win based on your levels of, like, if I try to hit your goal, then I feel like I'm going to miss it because the goal is going to move. You know what I'm saying? So do you feel that?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that the goal moves on. Is this how you do it? Am I doing it
right? Yeah. That's right. So, okay. So you don't feel like the goal moves?
I do think I know. Can you do this? I feel like you do such a good job.
Okay, so your piece. Let's think about it. Like, okay, I want a ring. That is a very interesting. I mean, that's a very like simple request. I want a ring. You get me a ring, right? Boom. You have accomplished the goal. Now, he got me a ring, but it was just one of these rings. He didn't even like take the time to like figure out what kind of ring it was. Oh, so you wanted me to become a gemologist. What is it? Gemologist?
I don't know what those people are.
Right? Oh, so you wanted me to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know that was a requirement, right? If the requirement is to get you a ring, and I get you a ring, boom, I got you a ring. Mm-hmm. Or if it's like, hey, I want you to celebrate me, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go out to dinner. Cool. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, we celebrated, but all we do is go out to dinner. I want to do something different. You got to communicate that, sis. That's your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that's much to ask, but at the same time, when you add in like birthdays and then like every other holiday there is, you know what I'm saying? And most of those holidays are focused on the female counterpart. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah. Which is why I like, I can't remember their names right now, but I know that there's like Valentine's and then their anniversary. And every year they swap who plans which one.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a really sweet idea. And it helps to diversify.
Yeah.
Or what's the word? Or, you know, spread out the pressure.
But I think the longer she doesn't communicate this, you know, like the harder it's going to be, the more bitter she's going to be for a longer time. Mm-hmm. So she's choosing peace in the relationship because she doesn't want to call him to accountability or whatever and say, hey, like, do this. But she's still bitter and upset about it outside of the.
Man, I'm having such a hard time with this because why do you bet?
I bet.
No, because it's like you said, my peace is mine. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out what that means for me because I understand, like, sometimes it requires more of me to, like, state my desires and expectations than it does for me to just live with life as it is. You know what I mean?
No.
No.
It requires more of you to state your desires and, like, expectations than it does for you to just accept life for what it is.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that, go ahead.
So, like, okay, let me think. I'm trying to put it back on them.
Well, let's go ahead. I feel like we've healed.
No, because I feel like sometimes, like, whenever I bring, because, like, and I feel like I'm getting better. I definitely, I just learned something. We shouldn't say I feel like. We should just say I feel and then a feeling. So I'm not going to say that anymore. I do believe that I am getting better in communicating with you. However, sometimes when I'm trying to communicate with you, I don't feel like I am not fully able to do it in a way that I think you understand it the way I'm trying to give it to you. And so it belabors things more than it needs, than I feel like dealing with, because it's like, dude, I should have just kept my mouth shut and let it be. Because then you get triggered in some kind of way, and then it just blows up. And it's like, well, if I would have just kept my mouth shut, then I could just be irritated and resentful on my own.
But here's the thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so when I think about like my peace being mine, actually, I'm a very screwed up individual and I need therapy. Because I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't know how to think about this one, because it's like I am protecting my peace, but I'm not. It's like in some form or fashion, I'm protecting my peace as I am allowed to show up in this relationship versus my internal peace. And I convince myself that I'm just going to get over it. And hopefully by the next time it happens, I'm over it. But then I realize, oh, shoot, I'm not. And I still haven't said anything.
So I want to just like you, I give you permission to be your full self in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be your full self.
Mm-hmm.
However,
your peace is yours.
I'm going to be my full self. You understand me? So when you say, because yes. It's like there was so much spillage early on in our relationship. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I have to protect myself
mm-hmm.
from Yvette
mm-hmm.
because she doesn't have boundaries over me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been learning since the day we got together that I gotta say absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? Now, I feel like instead, and this is just my perception of it. I feel like if you tell me something and you, it's like a, this is how I feel best loved or XYZ, right? And I'm saying like, okay, I feel like the way I know you tell me that is when I blew it and you're correcting me,
mm-hmm.
right? Even when I'm trying to do something that I felt like was an attempt at getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
So the piece you're protecting is a critique on me showing up. You're protecting your peace. You're saying like, your inner peace is fixing what I did wrong. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Kinda.
So, I think you're thinking about, you're reflecting on a specific example.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is not a good example.
Yeah, like, I understand what you're saying. I, in that instance, so basically, let's just give them a really quick cliff note.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
I feel like I should tell it because I wouldn't get mad if you make it wrong.
Go quickly.
All right, so for Mother's Day, I got Yvette. I took the kids away for a little bit and got Yvette some time by herself. And then we got a big thing of flowers, and we got her a... like really nice flowers and then some clothes and a purse. And I didn't get her a card and I didn't make an Instagram post. So there were no words. There were no words. And the Instagram post wasn't a big deal, but I guess because there were no words to express my thoughts about hers. Okay.
So I don't care if Glenn posts about it on Instagram or not. My thought was, okay, he didn't give me a card. He didn't write me a note. So maybe he's planning on expressing himself to me via social media at some point. And then it didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
And it wasn't like I needed a social media post. It was just, I was like, oh, that's how he, like, that's what he does, social media.
Right. So she thought I would show up there, but I didn't. And so the main part of Yvette's whole situation is that she was just like, you didn't say anything. So it took away everything I did do. It was just baby like, yeah. She was like, yeah, next year I'm out of here. But it's like, so that's essentially what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but that didn't necessarily disturb my peace.
Oh.
That was just a lack of a deposit into my love tank. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So like on Mother's Day, on my birthday, on our anniversary, these are moments when I'm like, express yourself to
me. On Valentine's Day, on Christmas.
Christmas isn't a thing. On Valentine's Day, yes. Tell me words of how much you love me and adore me and appreciate all the things that I do, mm-hmm. right? Those are like a few times a year because it's not a natural occurrence for you that I would appreciate it if you just give me something, anything, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know? And so that was what that was. But I'm talking about like peace, like the way you load the dishwasher or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Nope.
Because sometimes that disturbs my peace because it's what's frustrating is what happens is when you load the dishwasher the way you do and then I have to empty the dishwasher in the morning, sometimes you don't pay attention to how you put dishes in. So then there's like a bowl that just collected all the dirty water and stuff versus like getting cleaned or, you know, like, and then you didn't maximize space and all yeah. different
so
things.
So that
interrupts my peace.
That interrupts your peace.
Yes.
So when I think of interrupting your peace, I think that you are sleeping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wake you up
mm-hmm.
and disrupt you,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's not disruptive to you?
Okay. So what I feel like I'm doing is you are like I'm loading the dishwasher for you.
Mm-hmm.
For the family,
you're helping.
For the house, I'm helping out, and I'm not doing it perfectly to your standards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that it doesn't seem like it's interrupting your peace. It just seems like it's frustrating for you and causing you, like maybe I don't know. What would you call it?
You're right. That's not. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a better example. That is more frustrating than a lack of peace. But what I'm trying to say is some things are not worth.
I agree.
You know.
But you're not the only one that lets a lot of things slide.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I know that.
Right. So I'll be letting stuff slide all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I will listen to you tell me about the dishwasher while watching you do something else you told me not to do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just kind of like, cool. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. We're just here. We live in this house. We make up the rules as we go. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for it all. I'm not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, though, when it comes to me protecting my, like, yo, if this is something that's important in you, then make sure I understand how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait till after I screwed it up to tell me how important it is. Mm-hmm. Give me a good chance to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a chance to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, communicate with me and tell me exactly what you want. Now, dudes really not going to try to knock the ball out of the
the field?
Field, I don't know. Park. Dudes ain't going to try to knock the ball out of the park without, it's most dudes just aren't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but he doesn't seem like he's even open to celebrating it.
Yeah. I don't know why. I would ask him. Those are really good questions for him. Why? But even that question is kind of like, hey, let's state the truth, how I feel. I value every day that we spend together, and I'm so glad to be a part of the years. And this is the only day that we have together to celebrate our union. I want to celebrate this. Why don't you? You know what I'm saying? First of all, I told you what it meant to me. I tell you how I feel. I'm not accusing you of not caring or saying that, you know, you don't value me. I'm just asking, this is how I feel about it. How do you feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's good communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but when I talk about peace, I'm saying that Yvette has her own agenda when it comes to how we live life that does not align with my agenda. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes my agenda changes and morphs into hers because I understand for the whole part of our mission as a family, it's beneficial to move in this direction. But there's some points where it's kind of like, don't put me in a position. Because I'm really big on like, yo, I would never volunteer you to do anything. That's one thing I'm like, please, like, can Yvette do it? Nope. You know what I'm saying? Even Yvette's like, I can do that. No, you can't. How you gonna do that? How you gonna do that? Because I can do it, babe. No, I can't. No, you can't. I'm watching you. Freak out about a dishwasher. How you gonna do that? You complaining to me about the dishwasher. Yeah, how you gonna make an SOP for them? Right? So you gonna make an SOP for the dishwasher. So I'm like, I'm just talking, right? But, you know, there were situations where I had to like kind of remind Yvette, like, hey, like, I'm not doing that. And it's not, doesn't mean I don't love you. It's just that that's something that I don't wanna do, you know? Mm-hmm. But anyway.
I think another, to go back to the other email about chemistry or whatever. I feel like another, like, thing is to be able to just laugh at yourselves. Because when Glenn be talking about me.
You be getting mad.
I be getting like, boy, you better hush your mouth. But at the same time, he's just telling what he's been experiencing for 12, 13. How many years we've been married? You know, so, like. At some point, we just have to just be like, you know what?
It's funny. It is funny. But it is like, it's our story.
Yeah. And it's things that we like, I don't know. It's, and like,
it's not even that serious.
It's not. I think that's another thing, is to just realize the things that are, what are serious or not. But anyways, we haven't even gotten halfway through this girl. Yeah. That whole like peace thing, really, I feel like I want to come back to it.
Okay.
Maybe that's something we could talk about at How Married Are You Live in July.
Okay. That sounds good.
But I feel like that's a thing. Let me write it down, as a matter of fact, because I don't want to forget it. Okay. So let's get into the rest of her email. She goes, in general, we get along fine and are happy-ish. We don't see other people or anything like that. Our two kids bring us so much joy. But we struggle a lot with what I think are core issues. One, she has three core issues. One, money. We've both gone through seasons where we are a breadwinner, but there still isn't a strong sense of need to save, invest, plan for the future. I currently don't earn enough to make these decisions, and I feel so vulnerable having to rely on him while still feeling like I can't really rely on him. Two, submission. I'd love to submit to my man. I married him because I thought he'd have our backs, but it doesn't feel like he does. I must probe him to get a job when things get tough. I must probe him to save. I must probe him to think ahead. I don't feel good doing it, and he doesn't feel good about it either. He acts like I'm rushing him, and so I often just back off. I am here as his wife, but maybe I'm getting submission wrong. He is also just the best at everything. So generous, maybe overly so. I worry that I married a martyr and often think about what I'd do if he actually died today, helping yet another person out of some terrible situation. Three, faith. We come from different faiths. I grew up Presbyterian, him a Jehovah's Witness.
That explains the whole...
Yeah. He is now in the Orthodox Church, which is super traditional and still sounds restrictive to me, so I have not been able to commit to that with him. I go to my own church online and sometimes join him at his church, which meets physically in our area. This has been hard. The kids ask me every Sunday if I'm going to go with them to their church, and I'm still often in my pajamas saying goodbye to my online church family that meets very early on Sundays. I turned down a leadership role at my church because I didn't feel right about taking that on with the way we are set up as a family, and I feel like I let God down on that. Here is my question. I think that all this could be worked on if we could just talk about... I'm sorry. I feel like this could all just... I'm losing my ability to read these days. I think all this could be worked on if we could just talk, but we don't do that well. We always end up arguing, so we have resorted to just carrying on trying to be good people in our individual respects and hoping for things to work themselves out. But I feel like we are just going nowhere slowly. How do I get us out of this rut? At what point will we or I start feeling married for real? Thanks so much. And she's like, she gave a name. She said, this is not my real name. I've shared your podcast with way too many people. I won't even say the name.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That nails it, the whole Jehovah's Witness thing.
Well, he's switched over to Orthodox.
Yeah, but you know how long it takes for you to get out of those habits? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't go, you know, years not celebrating your birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, sneaking a cupcake just to, you know, on your birthday, just to kind of feel a little special. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you got to celebrate everything. It's like, oh, the whole freaking calendar opens up. You know what I'm saying? That's not fair.
Yeah.
I do think it's something that she needs to talk about. It doesn't seem like she's communicating to me. How do you feel?
There's a lot. I feel like.
Look, right here, the last thing. Here's my question. I think that all this could be worked on
if we
just talk, but we do not do that well. We always end up arguing.
So they're talking, but they're just talking.
They're not talking.
They're talking, but it ends into an argument. It turns into an argument, which is unproductive for what they're trying to talk about.
They're not even talking. They're just like pre-gaming an argument. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They're just like, is that the ring camera?
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, we about to argue. Why don't you like going to church? You know what I'm saying? You busted.
We about to argue.
That's how the conversations is starting. Like, they're not even arguments. They're not even conversations. They're pinning arguments.
Mm.
Y'all need therapy. Straight up.
No, but for real, I was going to say that too. I think you all at this point need a mediator of some sort. You need to be able to, and it's interesting too, because like with couples like this, sometimes I don't even know if they need to go together or individually and then come together. Because sometimes I feel like it's more productive if you work individually. But I also like the way we did it, where we had all three simultaneously.
Yeah.
I feel like that was productive. But I know everybody can't afford that. And so we couldn't afford that.
Yeah, but it's all, yeah. But it's like also like, depending on who you go to, you know what I'm saying? I think they need to go together. Okay. They need to go together because they are married single, seems like. Like they're like, they have different separate lives. They don't agree on many things. They're not, you know what I'm saying? Like she's like, yo, celebrate this. You know, let's do this. And he's like, nah. But he puts his life on the line for other people. He's obviously, like, it seems like he's operating as an individual.
She did call him a martyr.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she needs to talk to him, and she can't, so she needs a mediator.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he needs a mediator. You know, if you could find a good therapist that's a man, I would probably, you know, you try that.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
What do you think about, like, finding a mentor couple of some sort if they can't afford a therapist?
Mentor couples are not, you know, they're great. They're good. They can be good, but it's also, like, who... There's so much depth there that, like...
In this situation.
In this situation, yeah. It's like a mentor couple's going to teach you how to get through the night. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're going to need somebody to get you through the years.
A lifetime, yeah. Know?
So... Yeah.
Yeah. So she said, how do I get us out of this rut? Okay, so yeah, therapy. At what point will we or I start feeling married for real?
When you start talking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, it takes two people to argue. But I understand sometimes, like, you get triggered and you just can't back off.
I wonder what, I wonder, too, if it would be worth it to, like, consider how you're communicating now and try to change up your communication style. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that looks like, but yeah, guys. Whoa, we've been recording for a while. How married are you, my love?
Yvette has been killing it, man. She's been going to the gym every day of the week for like a week and a half now, almost.
Just 7 days.
7 days. She's been very sore and crawling around the house and just looking like, you know, her limbs are about to fall off until she wakes up in the next morning, goes to the gym, and starts working out again. And all of a sudden, she's, you know,
capable.
But twice last week, I carried her up the stairs on my back. And I haven't made a sound that loud going up those stairs. I was like, which means I probably got to get to the gym too.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's how married I am. How married are you, babe?
Mm-hmm. I'm so married that I told you were right about something.
What did you tell me I was right about?
Ray.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. Is that a good one?
I think you need to tell the full story because I got in trouble for that.
You didn't get in trouble. Glenn made a decision, or he had a conversation with someone before he had a conversation with me. And it wasn't a matter of him having the conversation, but it was a matter of me feeling cut out or like skipped over. And so he like, you know, when I brought that up to him, he was like, well, this is why I did it. This is yada, yada, yada. And then we both ended up being able to have a conversation with said person. And Glenn's judgment is just on point, y'all. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I feel like with, I appreciate that. Thank you. I feel like because I've been doing a lot of the business stuff lately, I'm like checking out. So I'm kind of like, that's the target right there. We see it. I don't need you to, just trust me, it's right there. You know what I'm saying?
Which has been much of our marriage too.
What you mean?
I feel like there are times when in our marriage where you're being like, babe, this is where we're going. Just come on.
Yeah.
Like, just put your seatbelt on, stop looking out the window, and let's go.
It's not even stop looking out the window. It's like, stop grabbing the wheel. You know? Mm-hmm. But I appreciate you when you come around.
But, you know. She always comes around.
Yeah. I'll play this back next time. I need you to make a decision fast. I love you so much.
I hate that it's on camera.
And that's just how married we are.